Welcome to Pop Soup. I'm your piping hot serving of pop culture trivia. I almost fucked that up, but oh, sorry. I have y'all muted because
you
y'all
fucked
were
all of the episode. Damn.
I'm not sorry.
We serve quizzes in a soup form.
That's yes, we do.
There we go.
Quizzes in a soup form because you drink it.
Yeah, that's Whitney.
That's Haley.
What's this one?
I don't know, man.
Old Leaser.
I just got a text of drama, so.
Wonderful.
From where? From who? What is this?
What realm?
We'll take
okay. Elmo.
We'll take it offline.
Elmo. Never Elmo. Say that.
Y'all taught me a new corporate word, and I'm very excited about it.
I feel like the same way I feel about using Elmo as, what is it again?
Enough, let's move on.
If I said that in a meeting, I would KMS, which is a much better
kick myself,
sure. Yeah. But it's in my brain, it's on the along the same lines as the reason I will not play pickleball is because I fucking hate the name. It sounds like something you made up and you were like, I'm quirky. Like, it's very millennial coded. Like, it reminds me of people with a mustache tattooed on their finger. Yeah. Like, it's the owl necklace. It's
of sports.
Of sports is what it is. And
see,
I've heard
Quidditch is that.
I've heard it's so fun. Yeah. Well, but Quidditch isn't as big as pickleball is currently. I just wish it was called something like
slap a ball.
Simple ball.
You just start calling it that.
Simpleton ball. We're playing simpleton ball. I refuse to play it because I just fucking
I'm gonna trick you into playing pickleball.
I'm sure it's fun. Everyone's puke like, have you puke ball? Sure.
Oh, I said puke, like cucumber.
I like puke ball.
I like puke ball better.
I do too.
Yeah, or like anything different, but that's how I feel about Elmo. Anyways, this is our Easter themed episode. Yeah. Easter, kind of like, we're not religious, but it's there.
Speak for yourself.
Wow. Okay.
Wow. As of right this moment, I've decided I wanted to be Catholic for the aesthetic.
Was it after making your quiz?
Yeah. It was really Easter inspiring.
Quiz. Yeah. You're now.
It's actually, mine's completely Bible based because that it should be the most popular culture.
Get thee to a nunnery, bitch. Let's go.
That sounds like an absolute bang fest. Sign me up.
Dude, for real. Yeah, for real. Totally. It has to be like old folks homes for.
It's not even old folks homes. There's young people.
No, like, that's what I mean. But you know how old folks homes, it's just
fucking. Yeah, they just all fucking each other.
And now we're just putting a bunch of hot women.
Yeah.
They're all hot.
They're.
Fight me.
I won't.
They're all hot.
Every woman is hot. Did we want to start with quizzes or do we need to address the cancer-sized elephant in the room?
We need to address that elephant.
Let's cut that tumor out.
Yeah. So who's going
to... We're all bad people. Everyone on the internet are bad people. I know, as if you don't know, we're talking about Kate Middleton announced that she had stomach cancer and that's why she had been out of the limelight. And there was a lot of obfuscation from the royals.
I mean, that's what she says.
Okay. Consult the tapes. Like, I still think
Charles talked about his cancer real early.
Yeah. He's also old.
Yeah, like that's expected and encouraged, honestly.
Yeah. And in his
was more of a go get your balls checked.
Yeah.
Kind of thing. Awareness.
Not, I'm a young woman who is now suffering from like a very serious form of cancer and all of y'all were hounding me.
Yeah.
I didn't even see what kind it was.
Yeah, stomach cancer.
Oh.
Yeah. Not great. With that, in the idea of being good corporate or good ethical journalists,
that we are exactly what we are.
And we think that we should do apology, but we are also comedians. So
thank you.
Yeah.
Loosely based.
So we're going to do this. This is like popcorn, right?
Yeah. So we're each going to say one word and come up with our apology in the moment because none of us took the time to do it.
Well, we talked about writing an apology to Kate Middleton in jest. But either way,
dear
Kate,
babe,
we really
thought
that
yesterday
was
the worst
day,
and
I
wanted
to
deeply
deeply
for real
apologize.
When
you
disappeared
and
everyone
theorized
that
all of it,
that's one word,
that all of it is one word, yeah, was
Photoshop
chicanery
ensued.
So
yeah.
We're
really,
truly,
deeply,
absolutely
apologetic
and
still
a little
sus,
but
mostly
not.
Thank
you
so much,
Your
Highness, Majesty.
Highness, Majesty.
I think. Okay.
Perfect.
Get it to her.
I'll cut it all together really quick. We'll hear the slow version and then we'll hear the fast version.
Dear Kate, we really thought that yesterday was the worst
day.
And
I
wanted
to
deeply, for real, apologize.
When
you
disappeared
and everyone theorized
that
all of it was
Photoshop
chicanery ensued.
So
yeah, we're
really,
truly,
deeply,
absolutely
apologetic
and
still
sus,
but
mostly
not.
Thank you
so much.
Your
Majesty.
Highness.
Man, we got it out.
We did.
We'll all go to heaven now, right,
well,
Haley?
If we accept Jesus Christ as our personal savior, as
our personal superstar,
as he is risen.
Mm-hmm. He hasn't yet. He's like behind the rock or whatever right
he
now.
He is
right?
Rising.
He's in the right.
It's not
cave.
It's Palm Sunday.
This is Palm
He's
Sunday.
He's coming to Calvary? No, he goes to Calvary from
Okay, wait.
Jerusalem.
So he's woken up by now?
No.
Well, then where
he's not
is
dead
he going?
Yet. He's not dead yet. It's Palm Sunday. So Jesus arrived to, is it Jerusalem?
Yes.
Yes, Jerusalem. And they all palm frond at him. They go, ooh, with palm frond.
Because
then they burn all the palm fronds and you get Ash Wednesday and everybody walks around with a little thing on their head. And then Jesus dies on a Friday. Bummer.
3 days later.
Good 3 days
Friday.
Later.
Comes out.
He's like,
oh, yeah, that's Good Friday.
Back again.
Mm-hmm. And then
Jesus back.
What about Maundy Tuesday?
That's
this Tuesday. Yep. No, it's not.
It's whenever Mardi Gras is Maundy Tuesday.
I hope somebody.
I think that's Episcopal thing. I don't think other people do that.
It's Mardi Gras. I think it's Catholic.
Yeah, but Maundy Tuesday, that specific thing. I don't know if other people do it.
I think Catholics do it.
It would be from Catholic.
New Orleans does it. Catholics do
okay,
it.
Okay, good point.
It's the washing of the feet and Last Supper Day.
That would be Thursday. Absolutely.
So it is this coming Thursday. Anyways, well, who wants to go first?
I want Whitney to go first.
I'm pretty excited about mine.
Mm.
But I would like to just start it, you know. I love a
Gregorian chant.
I love a good background. Here we are.
Damn.
Palm Sunday.
I just remember the
Easter.
Pure moons.
Week. Mm-hmm. I also think of what's it called? The monks in the beginning of that Tropic Thunder in the fake
the fake
thing
gay,
and it's Tobey Maguire and Robert Downey Jr. and they're like touching each other.
Yeah.
It's like rosary beads and shit. Anyways, okay, so my quiz is called Father, Son, or Holy Ghost.
Oh no.
Okay. So in this quiz, I will be giving you the name of a celebrity, and you will tell me if they played God, Jesus, or a ghost.
That's
in
so
their movie.
Amazing.
Good.
Amazing.
I am very excited about it, so I hope it's as fun as I had making it, because it was very fun to do. So let's get started. Question number one. The celebrity is Octavia Spencer. Was she Father, Son, or Holy Ghost.
So she probably didn't play. So she's either God, Jesus, or a ghost.
Yeah, God, so, Jesus. Not a Holy Ghost. Like, mm-hmm. I don't know how you ghost. Play the Holy Ghost. He doesn't, like, hang out.
Well, it's
out.
A triune God, so it's technically all three the same thing. It unless you think they're distinctively different things.
I think they are.
There are different religions.
One is God, one is Jesus, one's no, a Holy. See, I think they're a ghost. All the same thing. Well, yeah, I don't know.
We but would be on different sides.
In this
sides.
Situation.
This like a Protestant
in
thing.
This situation.
Can I guess, yeah?
I don't think it's Jesus.
Who is Octavia Spencer?
I'm going to go... It's really tough because in my heart, it's God. Mm-hmm. But I think I'm going to go ghost.
Okay. I'm going to go ghost also.
It's God.
Oh,
on my heart. She played God in a movie called The Shack in 2017.
Is that a horror movie?
I have no idea. I don't think so.
Because it sounds like a horror. It doesn't sound like a fun romp.
You'll have to watch it.
Okay.
All right.
I will.
Number two, Misha Barton. Misha Barton. Was she a Father, Son, or Holy Ghost?
She died in the OC.
This is movies only.
Why? Well,
it's a ghost. It's a ghost. It's a ghost. I held it in. You're welcome.
What is she a ghost in?
She is a ghost
just in
the
celebrity
movie The Sixth Sense that came out in 1999.
And she's like, bleh.
Little girl under the bed coming out. Was it his cousin?
No, it was Munchausen by proxy.
No, I know, but it was Haley Joel Osment.
I don't even think it was a family friend or something. I don't even think it was that.
Yeah. It was maybe like a kid he went to school with or something.
Yeah.
He's anyways, so yes. Misha Barton, ghost. Number three, Chris Pontius from Jackass fame.
Oh,
Chris
Jesus.
Pontius.
I think he skateboarded as Jesus,
holding
right?
Back.
Y'all are supposed to hold back.
I've never held back once in my life.
But
we did Jesus. Read my.
The answer is Jesus. Yeah. It was in the movie National Lampoon's TV: The Movie. In 2006.
What the fuck
is that?
That's
a very 2006 sounding movie.
All of what you said is 2006.
How many National Lampoon's revamp movies?
They keep going.
Yeah,
they'll label
Van Wilder was a National Lampoon. That's when I remember it coming, like seeing National Lampoon's in a movie that wasn't from like the 80s or 90s. Mm. And they were all pretty bad.
They're still going out. Yeah. I mean, Van Wilder is great.
Van Wilder is
I
haven't watched it in a long time, but
I've watched it recently.
Peak hotness of Tara Reid.
Yeah.
Very hot.
What's his name who got his fame from Real World Hawaii?
Oh, Tech.
Tech.
How did I remember that? That's like
it's I knew it was a T. How many Real World people do you actually know their names?
CT Trishel.
Tech is
here all day.
Tech is the one that was Rosie. When
was it Rosie? Rosie was the
one that was a girl
alcoholic.
I thought it was Ruby.
Ruby.
Anyways, it doesn't matter. Number four, okay. Nicole Kidman.
She's a ghost.
She God.
So you're going with ghost and you're going with God.
I am going with God.
Go with God. The answer is ghost.
Yeah.
Dang.
What is she a ghost in?
Nicole Kidman famously played a ghost in The Others.
Yes.
In
that
2001.
Was the spoilers.
Spoiler alert.
Didn't see it.
It's great.
You should watch it. Don't
good.
Tell
there's
her what happened.
No point.
No.
There's other things that happen.
Number five.
That's the big thing though. Sorry.
Number five, Charlton Heston. Father, Son, or Holy Ghost?
Did he play Jesus in a Jesus biopic?
Charlton Heston.
That's what this one's kind of rude.
The movie came out in 1990.
Yeah, I know. No, so it's not.
You know, it came out in 1990. Well, I mean, Charlton Heston to me is 1950s.
Yeah.
So. Yeah.
Well, if he's older, then it'd be God.
I'm going to say God.
Okay.
But this is tricky because he was Moses.
That's the trick, because he was Moses.
Who isn't Jesus.
Who is not God.
They're just cousins.
Or
but he is watched in all of America's households every, what is it, the Saturday before? When do they play it every year?
I don't know.
Is this like a Christmas story thing that I missed?
Yeah, they do it for the Ten Commandments every year.
Oh.
Sorry.
So y'all are both guessing
God. I said God, yeah.
God is correct.
Yay.
He
upgraded from Moses.
In a movie called Almost an Angel that was widely panned. Number six. Alanis Morissette.
She played God.
You're sorry. Supposed to pause. Sorry.
Well, stay, ask the question again.
That's my pause. One of no, my I'm favorite not, movies. I'm not.
You can't find it anywhere I'm not, either.
You yeah, can't. You have to watch it on YouTube.
It's because of the
because Weinstein's got it all fucking locked up.
Is he dead yet?
The answer is God. She famously played the non-speaking role of God in Dogma in 1999. A lot of these movies came out in 1999.
It was pre-9/11 was a good time, okay?
Number 7. Christian Bale. Christian Bale. Father, Son, or Holy Ghost?
Certainly not Jesus. I say ghost. I bet he's in a movie of like, he's a ghost, and that's the twist.
Like, I'm gonna go son.
You're saying son? You're saying ghost.
Yeah.
Played Jesus.
Yes!
In like, a movie called Mary, Mother of Jesus. How did he... In 1999, again.
He's... I can't think of any... I can think of less Jesus-y people, but okay.
Number 8, Bill Pullman. Bill William Pullman.
I thank God.
Will Pullman.
No, he played a dad that was a ghost, right?
It's ghost.
Father, son, or Holy Ghost.
Yeah, ghost.
It's ghost.
Ghost is correct.
Was he a ghost dad?
In Casper, he goes ghost mode, and then they bring him back to life. He does.
He does. And he turns into an alcoholic as a ghost, yeah. Which I saw that in a different order.
He is like having a time as a ghost, but he's also, they bring him back.
That's really fucked up. Like, that's one of those movies that you think about and you're like, they killed the dad.
Yeah. They
and he had a good time.
Well, I think that you don't remember that because truly the like memorable part of that movie is seeing Devon Sawa as Casper and being like,
this can is, I keep you?
Yes, sorry. This is the most attractive thing I've ever seen in my entire life. I am 8 years
still
old.
Still a top 10.
He is still great on Twitter. I love Devin. And he's amazing. Hot as shit, too, still. Still working.
Number 9, Morgan Freeman. Morgan Freeman. Father, Son, or Holy Ghost?
Has he been all three? Dio.
What'd you say?
Dio, God.
Dio.
Has he been all three, though? Surely he's like played he's a ghost.
I don't know that he's played Jesus, though.
But like even like as a little bit part in like haha.
Like a nativity play at his church.
Yeah, they have the just like phone video of him.
The answer is God.
Okay.
But he's only played God in Bruce Almighty and Evan Almighty. He's super famous. People are always like voice of God.
Yeah.
Morgan Freeman.
Yeah.
But in fact, he's only played him for one technical series.
But if you were a penguin,
Morgan Freeman is your
he
god.
He may be the god of penguins.
It's the because he he's
speak the, to the march.
Well, he narrates a bunch of stuff. So that's even like he's Shawshank Redemption.
God, he's animals god.
He's god voice. Like
he also plays the president. Like he plays those types of characters. Yeah, but god just for Evan and Bruce Almighty. Number 10. Rafe Fiennes. Who is
Ralph Fiennes?
No, it's pronounced Rafe, but it is spelled Ralph.
Oh, okay.
But yes, so Voldemort.
2024. I just figured that out.
That's probably the most famous,
which is thing he's a Satan done. Allegory.
Oh, I mean, sure.
I think at least
this is not related to his Harry Potter roles.
Okay. I feel like I could see him playing Jesus at some point.
I think I could too.
Right.
Like Father, Son, Holy Ghost.
I'm going to say Son.
You know, I'm going to say God.
Okay.
For fun.
The answer is Son.
Oh.
Very famously played Jesus in the movie The Miracle Worker in 1999. Again, 1999.
Wait. What?
Jesus in The Miracle Worker.
I never saw that movie.
Keller movie?
Yes.
Are there could be more than one movie called The Miracle Worker that came out in 1999? His name Jesus when he was it an actor named Jesus?
Oh wait, hold on.
The Miracle Worker was way before 99.
Yeah, I think this movie was, hold on. Now I got to find it.
Okay, you're fine. Do what you got to do.
I was like, I didn't know Jesus came down was like, here's how you speak.
Bitch, just
no.
Stop.
He came down, and she was a baby that could hear and see.
The Miracle Maker.
Okay, sorry. And he came and touched her on the head and said, "This will be inspirational." took it all away.
The miracle maker.
God giveth and Jesus taketh away. Mm-hmm. Holy Ghost, not involved.
Not even here.
I wrote down worker, I think, because...
The miracle maker.
The miracle maker in 1999. And according to one YouTube video, it is the most underrated Jesus movie.
Dang.
Okay. Number 11. Patrick Swayze.
Ghost.
Yeah, he plays a ghost in the movie Ghost.
He is a ghost.
In 1990. In the movie Ghost. In the movie Ghost, plays a ghost. The ghost. Number 12.
God, you did so many more than I did.
No, we can get going. This is fun.
Yeah.
I only have 16.
Oh.
Only 16.
It is a shorter style. Yeah. Quiz.
Number 12.
It. We're Gavin.
Whoopi Goldberg.
Also a ghost.
Father, son, or Holy Ghost.
Also a ghost, right?
Yeah.
Not in Ghost, though. Though she was in Ghost, but she was not a ghost in Ghost.
Has she ever played Father?
Jesus?
No, Father. God.
Jim?
What?
Father
God Jim. Father, son, Holy Ghost, Whoopi Goldberg. Three.
I'm gonna say God for fun.
God, you're saying ghost. It's God.
Yes.
Two times. Once in a movie called A Little Bit of Heaven with Kate Hudson and Toonie 11. And it's a very Merry Muppet Christmas movie in 2002 with Whoopi.
Okay.
As God. Number 13, Will Ferrell. Will Ferrell.
Jesus.
Ghost.
Spirit in the sky. Spirit in the sky. Was he God or was he Jesus in that? I don't remember.
You have to guess whether he's Jesus or God.
Well, now I'm going to say.
I think he was stylized as Jesus.
I'm going to say God.
No, the answer is
ghost.
Jesus.
Damn. Superstar.
In Superstar in 1999.
Oh, yes. Stupid.
And she, yeah.
That's you know such a great movie. Yeah.
Number 14, Steve Buscemi.
Ghost.
See, the when you get to like kind of like comedy actors, I always assume that they're like
jokey.
He is, but. I'm going to say Jesus. I'm just going to say it.
Ghost and Jesus are. It's God.
Damn.
Both wrong.
He played God in a movie called Miracle Workers, not The Miracle Worker.
There are only so many words.
That came out in 2019.
Oh.
Never heard of it.
You got to make a paycheck.
Number 15, Carl Weathers. Carl Weathers.
The guy from Ghostbusters.
Rocky. No.
Who am I thinking of?
Ernie.
He's also in Arrested Development.
Yes. Yes.
As an acting coach, Carl Weathers.
I bet he plays Ghost too. Yeah.
Ghost. You're both correct. Ghost, because he was Chubbs in Happy Gilmore. Yeah. He finally dies in the end because he gets scared and he comes back. Yeah. And his hand is back.
I remember now.
It's all in the hips. And the final one, Jonah Hill.
I'm just gonna say Jesus for fun. I could see them putting a diaper on him back in his big old days.
I'll say Jesus also, actually.
The answer is Ghost. He plays John C. Reilly's severed in half brother in the movie Walk Hard in 2007. The wrong kid died, and Jonah Hill is his brother who got cut in half. And comes back as a ghost.
I know I saw that movie. I remember nothing.
I've seen it three times. I remember nothing.
I've seen it quite a few times.
Who are you dating at the time?
The best parts are all the stuff with Tim Meadows and talking about how good drugs are.
Yes.
And the scene where it's Jason Schwartzman, Jack Black, Paul Rudd.
Oh, and the Beatles.
Yeah, and Justin Long, and they're the Beatles. But they're like, I'm John Lennon, and like I'm Jack the lead Black. Singer of the Beatles, and it's just so good. Anyways, that's my quiz. It was the quiz of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost.
We can put our commercials in right here.
Yeah.
Yeah, perfect.
For all of our sponsors.
All right. For all our sponsors. Good job, me.
Good job, Whitney. Good soup.
Whitney. Thank you. That was very
delicious, religious soup.
Delicious.
I thought that was a sound that she had.
No, but it could be.
It should. The Hannibal Lecter going.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sick.
I can go.
Okay.
I'm not going to tell you any title of this quiz because you'll get it after the first question. Question one. What was the highest grossing R-rated film of all time as of 2004? Was it Alexander? Passion of the Christ? The Machinist? Or Troy?
It's P of the C. Sorry, I should have waited. Gotta take some of my own medicine.
Because it's about Jesus, so it's that one.
It is that one. You're correct. You're correct. This should all be very easy. So happy Easter. Guess what we're talking about?
Jesus.
The Passion of the Christ.
Oh, gosh.
I love seeing the pictures of them like smoking on set. covered in blood.
What's that actor's name?
I almost put him in the quiz.
I was waiting for you to do
but
it.
But I didn't because I was like, everyone knows he's Jesus.
He's just, I mean,
he like become a freedom Republican. Sound. Freedom or something
Yeah. Sound of freedom.
He really took the Jesus, like, he's like, it's me.
He's a very well-known devout Catholic. Which biblical accounts served as the primary sources for the film's storyline? Matthew, Mark,
God damn it.
Luke, John.
Which is the one?
John.
I'm going to say, I don't think Luke gets enough attention. I'm going to just go with Luke because I think he deserves it.
Trick question, all of the above.
Okay.
Makes sense.
Wait, were you raised going to church, Leaser?
No, okay. But I've been. How many times has homophobic, anti-Semitic actor, director, producer Mel Gibson been arrested? 4 times, twice, 5 times, once.
That 4. We know of. I'm going to say 5.
Once.
Just, and he got
in July
arrested.
On July 28, 2006, that. DUI with an open container. Gibson first told the arresting officer, "My life is over. I'm fucked. Robin's going to leave me." According to the arrest report, just so we all remember, Gibson exploded into an angry tirade when the arresting officer would not allow him to drive home. In what Vanity Fair was later told was an attempt at suicide by cop.
Oh, that's sad.
That's his excuse.
Sure.
In my
I was in a bad headspace. Right. Yeah. And okay. I was trying to
Gibson
kill
said to the officer, "Fucking Jews. The Jews are responsible for all the wars in the world.
About
are
that.
You a Jew?" And he, that's what he said to he try said to get suicided by cops.
I knew he was he did an anti-Semitic thing. I forgot that it was that.
Yep. Aggressive.
Aggressive.
Yep. I did too. I thought he was just overall anti-Semitic and we just knew he kind of fucking sucked because of it.
Yep.
He really sucked because
didn't
of it.
Didn't he call the arresting officer sugar tits also? Or is that somebody else?
I think that's possibly somebody else. I'm gonna Google that. It could be.
Did they have sugary tits? Like, were they good?
Yeah.
Sugar
it's
tits?
Not an appropriate time. Also,
not,
a, like, yeah,
not, an appropriate,
not an appropriate I mean, time.
You know, you have to take, you have to shoot your shot. Yeah. So, He told Vanity Fair, like, "Oh, I said all that because it was an attempt at suicide by cop."
Lies.
Mel Gibson says that he never actually said that.
Of course he did.
Sure.
"I was recorded illegally." No.
Get out of here.
What was the budget for The Passion of the Christ? Was it $25 million, $30 million, $45 million, or $40 million.
That's all in the same vein.
It is. 30, the 31.
45.
It's 30.
Yay.
Whatever.
I love being right.
How many Academy Award nominations did The Passion of the Christ receive? 2, 0, 3, 5.
I bet it was 2, and I bet it was like sound mixing and like how you use the color red. Like
I'm
going to
say 2.
It was 3, and it was, because I knew we would want to know, original score.
Okay.
Cinematography.
Okay.
Makeup and hairstyling.
That last one is, costume design and makeup are the ones that are the most impressive to me, usually. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Where does Satan appear in the film? Is it in the crowd during the crucifixion? In the crowd while Jesus is dragging the cross? In the Garden of Olives before the Last Supper? During the trial with Pontius Pilate?
I'm saying Pontius Pilate.
I'm saying Olives.
It's in the crowd during the crucifixion. Bonus question. Was Satan played by a man?
Absolutely. Oh my God.
Was he played by a woman?
Was she hot?
Yeah.
Who was it? Do we know the actress's name?
Literally 95% of the people that acted in this movie are Italian. And I do not, I'm sure they are fantastic people who are very talented. I've never seen the movie and I don't remember this woman's name.
That's fine. How did we know it was Satan though? Was she just like, she put a little like,
it's actually
on her fingers.
Elizabeth Hurley from
and it's like
Bedazzled.
A crossover from Bedazzled.
Yeah, and she's like,
she's dressed
the
all
remake
hot.
Of Bedazzled.
But then Jesus looks up and like winks at her and she's like, gotcha girl.
This was predestined and this is technically what should be happening for both of us.
We're
on the same side.
Where's the next one? Give me part two. Yeah. Give me the rom-com.
He had the harrowing of hell, so he would go down to be like, what the fuck, you showed up to my crucifixion and didn't say hi?
Yeah. Come on, bitch. Two more questions. How many languages were used in the film's dialogue? 5, 2, 4, 3.
We're gonna speak in English, and then Aramaic is what the Bible was originally written in, and then Jews would speak Hebrew, and then the Romans would speak
Roman.
Nope. The
Did
Roman.
You just fart?
No, that was
okay.
My You're ear. Farting. I don't have that little high pitched cute fart. Like rumbling out of
I'm
me.
I'm still going with 3.
I'm gonna say, how many? What were the options?
5, 2, 4.
Wait,
3.
Romans
I'm gonna say
speak
4.
Italian back then.
No.
Latin.
Maybe. I'm gonna say 4.
It's 3.
Yes.
And it's Aramaic, Latin, and Hebrew.
They don't have English at all in it.
Nope.
So it's all subtitles?
Yep.
I love that none of us have actually seen this movie.
Why would we see it?
I remember when it came out and it was such a huge deal.
And it came out in 2004?
Yes.
So we were in church then, but we didn't go to a church like that.
I was a junior, yeah.
Yeah, we weren't. They would have been like, that's weird. Why would you watch that?
Yeah.
Last question. The original Passion of the Christ runtime was 2 hours and 6 minutes. A shorter version was released in March of 2005, trimming the most graphic scenes. How much time was cut from the Passion recut?
I'm going to say it got it right to
from
90
the
minutes.
Original to the
from
shortened version?
The original release
right.
of 2 hours okay, and so. 6 minutes. I think there's a really long director's
I'm
cut.
I'm sure.
So this is going the opposite way.
Yes.
So the original runtime was 2 hours and 6 minutes. How much time was cut out of that 2 hours and 6 minutes?
For gore.
Was it 12 minutes, 9 minutes, 6 minutes, or 3 minutes?
I'm going to say 12. I'm going to say that they got tried to get down.
9.
6. They took 6 minutes out and they were like, eh?
It's the whipping probably.
It was the scourging.
Okay. Nobody wants to see
the whipping
scourging.
Or the scourging. What is a scourging? Is it
it's
scraping
burning,
off your
right?
skin?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
She said yes to
I'll
both
Google,
of them.
I'll sacrifice mm-hmm. my search engine to look up scourging.
Not doing it.
Reddit, show me scourging.
So there are a bunch of fun, unknown facts.
It's whipping. Scourging is whipping
okay.
somebody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so they took some of the whipping out, but I guarantee they didn't take all of it out. I'm guaranteeing there were more than 6 fucking minutes of it.
Like,
how do you know
story?
If you've never seen it?
But just from, the, you know.
I think Jesus, I think. Holy water, I think. Whipping. Like, there's just a lot of it.
I feel like it was half of the trailer.
Yeah.
That's true.
Oh, well. Well,
Well, good job, Lisa. That was a nice one. We're really
some
having
real salty
a good,
soup.
Salty
it's
soup.
It's a salty blood
a
and
sweat.
A lot
of iron in that
tears
soup.
Salty soup.
Haley?
Yeah. Mine's an audio one.
Okay. Well.
So, mine is more in the, like, concept of resurrection. So my quiz has to do with songs or artists that were resurrected by their virality on TikTok.
Okay.
Love it.
Yeah.
It's I happened hate a lot it,
personally
because yeah. you're not a TikTok girl.
Yeah. This is not a quiz for me.
So, first question. In the 70s and 80s, this notorious singer had a cocaine addiction, spending roughly $1 million and damaging their septum almost beyond repair. Reports even suggested that their dog, Ginny, was addicted to cocaine, displaying behaviors such as licking and consuming baggies left at home and became hyperactive afterwards. Is this artist Ozzy Osbourne, Stevie Nicks, Rick James, or David Bowie?
I think it's Rick James.
I agree. I was going to say it before you were done with the question.
Me too. I didn't know we were getting multiples. That's who I would have guessed.
It's Stevie Nicks. Stevie Nicks had a job, a dog that was addicted to cocaine. And as that relates to TikTok. So Nick's excessive drug use during this period became legendary, impacting both her health and her surroundings. Dreams is the most well-known song of hers that has recently resurfaced because of TikTok and actually re-entered the Billboard chart top 100 because of the guy skateboarding, yeah. drinking the ocean spray. Mm-hmm. He's doing it to this song. And it hit number 2 for at least one day.
I love
in
it.
This year, 40 years after its initial release.
Thank you, TikTok.
Also, not this. I don't think this went as viral, but all of the like our age people and younger getting the experience of seeing the 1997 performance of Silver Springs, mm-hmm. where Lindsey Buckingham and Stevie Nicks.
Do you have that song queued up?
I can do it.
So I get good. Chills yeah. every time
watching it. Like it's that too good. Look.
Yeah. Okay, that's enough.
It's so good. My the thing is like Elmo. The witchy girls. Sorry, never mind. I was going to go on a tangent about witchcraft.
We're on a tight
sorry
sketch.
Gotcha. Kate Bush collaborated with which British comedian during a comic relief fundraiser? Was it John Cleese, Rowan Atkinson, Ricky Gervais, or Richard Ayoade? I can't ever say his last name.
What?
Ayoade.
Ayoade. From the IT crowd.
I'm saying Cleese.
John Cleese, Rowan Atkinson, who's Mr. Bean, Ricky Gervais, Richard Ayoade.
I'm going Gervais.
Gervais?
I think it's A or B, but I'm sticking with John Cleese.
It was Mr. Bean.
Damn it! Yeah, I almost got
that. That was my second one.
Because Ricky wasn't around at the height. I feel like he wasn't as big at her height.
The thing is, like, Kate Bush is, like, in the cultural, like, in the UK is much more right. kind of consistent. Kate Bush performed with Rowan Atkinson at Comic Relief in 1986.
Yeah, but also, how long has Comic Relief been going?
Forever.
Like, yeah,
forever.
But do they still do
yeah,
it?
Yeah, they do.
Lisa?
What?
Do they still do Comic Relief?
I guarantee they do. I think it's an HBO thing. Anyways, they performed a song called Do Bears, which I'll play. It's very British comedy in the 80s. And it's like the whole point is they're about to say like a curse word and then they change it to something else. But then they end up saying the curse word.
I introduced her around my friends. She was an ace.
Yeah, so that's their comedy. Anyways, from it's British. It's I was recently so over there. There
it's
it
very
is.
British.
In May of 2022, Kate's 1985 moderate hit, Running Up That Hill, garnered newfound popularity when it was included in the fourth season of Netflix's series Stranger Things. In that same month, Kate Bush's song quickly became viral on social media, specifically on TikTok. And in the U.S., the song climbed to number 3 on the Hot 100 chart, surpassing its previous peak of number 30 in 1985, marking Bush's highest placement on the chart ever, while also topping Billboard's rock and alternative airplay charts as well.
They're still playing that shit on like 101X.
Yeah, they play it on regular radio now.
It's played all the time now.
She's getting, and other song like Babushka had a moment. And I'll play Running Up That Hill because I'm sure y'all haven't heard enough of it in the last.
Babushka. I know that song.
That song is just the witchcraft version of the Pina Colada song.
Sure.
Yep.
If you like wearing babushkas.
It's a great song.
It's you and me.
It's you and me. Y'all know it.
It's the
make a deal with God.
and I'm getting to swap places. Be running up.
Okay.
See, that one we could have just kept going.
I know. The Rowan Atkinson comedy song you didn't want to listen to?
No, I don't want to listen to it.
In 2003, which singer and her mother appeared on an episode of The Simple Life where Paris and Nicole helped the mom plan her upcoming nuptials in Nashville, Tennessee? Give it a second.
I'm trying.
Was it Kim Petras, Kesha, Dua Peep, or Becky G? Dua Peep is Dua Lipa.
All of the names you've given are too late for The Simple Life.
It's Kesha.
Yeah,
is it Kesha? It's Kesha. Is it?
But it was Kesha when she was a child.
She was a child.
She was literally 13 years old. Why was she
a child? What was happening here?
She was a child one time.
Well, yes, but like what? Explain the situation.
Her mom applied to be on The Simple Life.
Sure.
She
was one of the like rural families that they went and visited.
Because they lived in rural. They lived in Nashville.
And they said Kesha was getting married?
No. Her mom was getting married.
Oh, okay.
And so Paris and Nicole came and helped her get ready for the wedding, and hilarity ensued. And Kesha was just there. And it was literally like 3 years or less before she probably had her first hit song. Because I feel like that came out my senior year of high school.
Yeah, it was probably like 3 to 5 years.
Okay. Another older song that blew up out of nowhere and became a trend in 2020 was the song Cannibal by Kesha. The official audio has 4.1 million videos, and another audio by Rapid Songs has 6.8, which is usually like a speed up or like whatever version. The original song was released in 2010 and became a single for Kesha's debut album. The trend for the song started in 2020, and it was just basically a dance song. I don't remember this being a popular song, but when it went viral again in 2020,
that is when Cannibal.
So originally it was a promotional single and it hit number 77 on Billboard. With the trend, it joined the top 40 in Canada in 2020, and that's the highest it had ranked in the last several years.
Good for her.
You know what? I love Kesha.
I do too. 100%.
I love Kesha. Morgan Freeman, Lady Gaga, Janine Garofalo, and Sinead O'Connor have what in common? They've all been invited to the White House but have publicly turned down the opportunity. They all have one parent who was in prison for a significant part of their childhood. They all have fibromyalgia, or they were all at one point disinvited to the Met Gala.
Prison.
What names again?
Morgan Freeman, Lady Gaga, Janine Garofalo, Sinead O'Connor. And it's White House, prison, fibromyalgia, Met Gala disinvite.
Fuck. I really want to say D, but I cannot see them doing that to Gaga. So I'm going to go C.
Fibromyalgia. What'd you say?
Prison.
Prison. They all got fibromyalgia.
I knew.
Yeah.
Lady Gaga's been doing that spawn for whatever medication it is. I can't remember.
Migraines, which come with fibromyalgia.
So ever since TikTok users began pairing a sped up version of Lady Gaga's Bloody Mary to the viral scene from Wednesday, in which leading lady Jenna Ortega shows off her unorthodox moves at a school dance, the track has experienced a commercial renaissance.
There it is. Dance with my hands.
Despite being released in 2011, the song just made its debut on the Billboard Hot 100 earlier this month, which was in 2023. And this week it reached number 57. It replaced what
this
was...
This week?
No.
Oh,
I'm reading part of an article. So the week, whatever week in 2023. The original dance scene that in the Wednesday show was actually the Cramps' Goo Goo Muck, but that's not as sexy fun as the song, as the sped up version of this song. Are Ali and AJ the pop rock singers behind potential breakup song, which was revitalized on TikTok in 2020, sisters, cousins, met as Disney co-stars, or a curated record label pairing?
I thought they met as co-stars.
Sisters, cousins, co-stars, paired together specifically.
I'm going to say cousins. I don't know why.
They're sisters.
Oh, shit.
Sisters doing things together. My stupid birthday. Anyways, I was trying to find better trivia about them, They're cute girls, a lot of nothing going mm-hmm. on there. They have been making music for almost 20 years though together, which is actually impressive. Potential breakup song regained popularity on TikTok when somebody who was famous on TikTok just started lip syncing the track, and then it accumulated a staggering 108 million views. The one thing that I remember it was the moms at the they're at a restaurant and they just had four moms that were kind of drunk each do a line of it.
Nice.
And it was really funny. And then that turned into identifying each one of those moms as different things of like a niche that you're interested in. And so like if you're a knitter, you're like, this mom is this kind of skein and this mom is this kind of.
Oh my God.
So yeah it got niched down. Yeah, yes. I did it. The first TikTok I ever did was that, but it was different HEBs in Austin. Like nice. which one they like shopped that. At. It was good. Did not go viral for me. So they ended up actually re-releasing that song 13 years
with
later.
With a cuss in it.
With a cuss word, because they say...
stupid.
Instead of saying stupid birthday, they say fucking birthday. And everyone's like...
Ooh, with a cuss.
They're adults. They're in their 30s at this point.
Oh my God.
Okay. What was Rasputin's cause of death? Gunshot wound, drowning, or poisoning?
It's drowning.
Drowning.
Maybe all of them.
Oh, yeah.
I've read a couple articles and some people say drowning. That might have been not true. And he just got straight up shot in the head. But he was poisoned first. Whatever. It doesn't matter.
I mean, syphilis is what he died.
Yeah. You just got to kill that motherfucker. Yeah.
He didn't want to die because he had Satan on his side. In January and February of 2021, Rasputin... by Boney M became popular on TikTok again, mostly for people showing their dance moves to the Just Dance version of the song, propelled by a simple dance challenge that involves people flexing their muscles along with the lyrics. He was big and strong. The song now appears in all kinds of TikTok videos. It's embedded itself with the app's culture, and it charted in the Billboard Dance 100 in 2021. And I feel like Rasputin on TikTok has had a couple of cycles through.
It hasn't gone out of fashion.
No,
because
they did the big and strong was one viral thing, and then the Just Dance version was another thing. In 2005, singer Leslie Gore stated she was a lesbian and had been in a relationship with luxury jewelry designer Lois Sasson in 1982. Which gay rite did not also happen in 2005? Which one did not happen? George Takei coming out as gay. The first year a former president attended a pride march. Or same-sex marriage was legalized in Canada. Which did not also happen in 2005 besides Leslie Gore coming out as gay?
I'm going to say Takei did it before 2005.
What was what are the options? It's George Takei.
George Takei, first year a former president attended a pride march. Our same-sex marriage was legalized in Canada.
I'm going with B.
The first year a former president.
Yes.
Yes. Same-sex marriage was legalized in Canada in 2005. George Takei came out as gay in 2005. A former president has never marched in a pride parade, ever.
Really?
Kamala Harris did. She's the vice president, though, obviously, last year.
I'm just really surprised. Like marched Hillary in a prize didn't do parade. It.
She wasn't.
She wasn't president, Whitney. Do we remember what happened between 2016 and 2020?
Let's not.
And then if
I also could see Obama doing it.
They've had obviously pride events at the White House, but like going to a local city's like pride parade or like Chicago's. DC's anything like that. No, not in being president. Leslie Gore's song Misty is the oldest song to reach number one on the TikTok Billboard Top 50, which was debuted last September 2023, because they needed to start recognizing songs that were getting particularly popular on TikTok for some reason. And then Leslie Gore also sings You Don't Own Me, mm-hmm. It's My Party, mm-hmm.
All the Girly Pops.
All the Girly mm-hmm. Pops. And let me play Misty for you.
Look at me.
I still hear this one too.
She's talking to a girl in her brain in this. Also, all three of those songs, this song, It's My Party, and You Don't Own Me, all came out before she was 18 years old.
Jesus, what have I done? Nothing.
So all of those songs are songs that were resurrected
by TikTok.
Thanks, TikTok. You did it.
Please don't take TikTok away, please. American government.
This is the stuff that the Chinese government is teaching me, and I think that's okay.
Yeah. Hey, American government, personally, I'm okay with it.
Lisa doesn't like TikTok.
She's afraid of TikTok.
I will say, she's worried about radicalizing people. It worked for me. It's definitely pushed me farther left, comrades.
Well, Lisa, what is it? It's made you into a more of a Republican.
Look
the,
at her.
The dislike of it.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly.
If you don't like TikTok, it means you're a Republican.
I also saw a TikTok about how pickleball is Republican coded.
It is.
So there's that to consider.
100%.
Just wrap it all up.
It's kind of rich
together.
People that you have time to just go play TikTok for 4 hours. Good soup.
Good soup. Happy Easter.
Well, fuck pickleball.
All right. That just accidentally played, but I'm glad it's still there. All right. TikTok. Goodbye. Bye.